Saki Sanganopoulos left the table and returned to the small suitcase open on the couch. He pulled the lining free and slipped out 6 circular shapes. Anya's heart beat faster when she saw the Homeric coins clutched in his hand.
These are the coins she gave Charmides. And they're the ones my grandfather gave to me and some other relatives. Except for the one Yanis gave to his daughter.
Why did she give him these coins?
She said they were her legacy. That they would give her granddaughter the clues she needed to find the family treasure. She begged him to find her heir and give them to her. And then she died.
Did the woman say who her heir was?
No. Charmides never found out the woman's name either. The fire was spreading too fast. He had no choice but to leave her body there and flee for his life with the coins, this journal, and a few important documents from the library. When he returned to Greece, he got a commendation for the other stuff he'd saved. He never told anyone about the coins.
Saki Sanganopoulos sagged back in his chair. Mechanically, he drank his tea, which had grown cold, but he didn't seem to mind.
Charmides never tried to find the heir?
How could he? He was Greek and the Turks had taken back the city. He wouldn't have been a popular guy there. And the Great Fire destroyed so much of the city it would be impossible to find out who that spider was.
Anya took pictures of all the coins, then flipped them over and shot the other side.
He doesn't sound like the type of guy who would give up trying to find out more about the legend.
He didn't. He searched till the end of his days. And he took my grandfather with him. My father, he wasn't interested in the stories. He went into the construction business and has a good life. But he doesn't care anything about this. Yanis, he didn't care either. But he wouldn't let go of his coin the way the others did. I bought theirs, but my brother insisted on keeping his so he could pass it on. He was so stupid.
Unshed tears glimmered in Saki Sanganopoulos' eyes. Wanting to give the man time to recover his control, Anya flipped through the journal. The sketches and photographs taped into the book captured her attention again and again. There was something about them, something she could almost see. Or maybe it was a sense. The idea of a spy network that had survived for thousands of years and up to the present day fascinated her. So much knowledge, so much history, had been lost in the cracks of time. And this one seemed almost within her grasp.
Ah, shit.
Saki Sanganopoulos pushed himself to his feet and plucked the revolver from the table.
Someone's out there.
You're sure?
Hell yes, I'm sure. Oh, God.
Anya shoved the journal back into her backpack, then scooped the coins inside one of the pockets and reached out to switch off the lights in the living room kitchenette. Guided by the moonlight streaming in through the window, Anya moved swiftly to the wall next to the window and peered out. Lithe shadows wound through the woods as they approached the cabin. She saw 3, but she had no doubt there were more. Eleni moved cautiously through the darkness in the woods outside the cabin. She wore battle armor and carried a silencer-equipped assault rifle. Her team flared out around her. She was still tired from being on the go for the last few days, and she knew she was stirring the dregs of what she had left. The wound on her hip had been sutured and dressed well. It throbbed only a little as she moved. Ahead, the man and the woman stood abruptly in the cabin. Then the lights went out.
They know we're here. Close in, I want them alive.
She flipped down her night vision goggles and picked up the pace as she made her way through the scrub brush and low-hanging branches. Anya glanced over her shoulder to see Saki Sanganopoulos frozen in a pool of moonlight near the couch. He stared out the window, holding the empty revolver in one hand.
Mr. Sanganopoulos, we've got to go.
Huh?
She crossed over to him, took the pistol from him, and shoved him into motion toward the front door. The boat shed was their only option.
Wait here.
Yeah.
Breathe. We're gonna be fine.
Okay.
Anya walked into the kitchenette to grab the box of cartridges from the cabinet. Plucking the cartridges from the box 2 at a time, she deftly inserted them into the revolver's open cylinder by touch. She shoved the rest of the cartridges into her backpack and went back to the door.
Hear that? Oh man, oh what?
Does the boat have gas?
Yeah, I was out here a couple weekends ago.
Good. Follow me. Stay close.
Someone was just outside the door. Gently, Anya pushed Saki Sanganopoulos to the left of the door and stepped back. 2 men dressed in black were silhouetted against the moonlit creek. Her kick drove the first man into the man behind him. The short burst ripped through the boat shed's roof. Anya pointed her borrowed pistol. The heavy magnum rounds knocked the man backward. The first man struggled to get to his feet. Anya shoved the pistol through her belt and reached down to take the guy's rifle and a couple magazines from his chest-mounted ammo rack. She looked at Saki Zanganopoulos, who was staring at her.
Go!
He lurched into motion and headed for the outboard only a few short feet away. Anya felt certain the shooter wasn't trying to hit her or Saki's. Under the circumstances, she didn't feel so charitable. Anya shifted her aim quickly, moving across the targets as she found them. The first two gunmen must have been scouts, because the rest of the team was 70 or 80 yards out. She swapped out the spent magazine. Saki Zanganopoulos had reached the boat and quickly clambered aboard. He pumped the choke on the outboard, then yanked the cord.
Come on, come on, come on!
Anya ran for the boat as her companion tossed off the mooring rope. She stepped aboard and settled in the prow. The boat shot out of the boat shed and into the open water of the creek, which was even wider than Anya had expected. Cold spray burst over the boat's pointed nose and drenched her back, but she concentrated on the figures bursting from the woods and running alongside on the creek bank.
Duck!
Bullets chopped into the boat, but luckily none of them hit Anya or Saki's. She returned fire, but with the boat hammering against the creek's chop, she knew the likelihood of her hitting anything was small. Still, it helped give the opposition something to think about. There was a brighter flash in the dark.
What was that?
Rocket launcher!
Another flash popped on the shore. Anya fired at the area where she'd spotted the flash, hoping to keep the person wielding the rocket launcher pinned down. The boat was suddenly overhead. For a moment, Anya was disoriented. Beside her, Saki Zanganopoulos floated limply. What remained of the boat moved slowly past them, heading for the bottom. Anya grabbed Saki's arm and swam for the surface.